That's a special one that you don't take up here, right? It takes up the incarnation in the third part, right? Mm-hmm. Summa, right? Just not so appropriate here. Mm. What's he called? Emmanuel? In the Gospel of Matthew, right? And in Isaiah, I think it is, that's the only place where it's called Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. It means God be with us, right? Mm-hmm. But it's referring in a way to the incarnation, huh? Mm-hmm. But it's a special way that he wants to take up in the third book. Mm-hmm. just hints briefly. Okay, now the fourth article. Whether to be everywhere is proper to God. Huh? It seems that to be everywhere is not private to God, we're saying. Huh? For the universal, according to the philosopher, is everywhere and always. And the first matter, since it is in all bodies, is everywhere. But neither of these is God, huh? Unless you're David Dinan or something. Therefore, to be everywhere is not what? Private to God, right? Moreover, number is in the numbered, huh? But the whole universe is constituted in number, as is clear in Wisdom chapter 11. Therefore, there is some number which is in the whole universe, and thus is everywhere. How long do you have to think of all these objections, you wonder, huh? Moreover, the whole universe is a certain, what? Whole body that is perfect, as is said in the first book of the Heaven and Earth, huh? Aristotle's book on the universe. But the whole universe is everywhere, because outside of it there is no place. Therefore, not God alone is what? Everywhere, right? Moreover, if some body were infinite, no place would be outside of it. Therefore, it would be everywhere. And thus, to be everywhere would not seem to be what? Private to God, right? Moreover, the soul, as Augustine says in the sixth book of the Trinity, is a whole in the whole body and a whole in each part, right? And Thomas will often take off from Augustine there when he takes up that article, right? Mm-hmm. You see that in the Summa and other places. Because Aristotle doesn't talk too explicitly about it. If, therefore, there is not in the world except one animal alone, its soul would be what? Everywhere, right? And thus, to be everywhere is not private to God. Moreover, as Augustine says in the Epistle to Volusianum, the soul is where it sees, the soul, where it sees, there it senses. And where it senses, there it lives. And where it lives, there it is. But the soul sees, as it were, everywhere, because successively it sees the whole heavens. Therefore, the soul is everywhere, right? Get your soul in the heavenly things, right? But against this is what Ambrose says in the book about the Holy Spirit. Who would dare to say that the Holy Spirit is a creature? The Holy Spirit who is in all things, huh? And everywhere and always, huh? Which surely is what? Private to the divinity, right? I answer, it should be said that to be everywhere, first and through itself, is private to God. Huh? For that is, I say that is everywhere first, that by itself as a whole is everywhere. If something were everywhere by diverse parts in diverse places, right, it would not first be everywhere, but through those parts, huh? Because what belongs to something by reason of its parts does not belong to it first. Just as if man is white by his teeth, whiteness does not belong first to man first, but to the teeth first, right? But to be everywhere per se, I call that to which It does not belong to be everywhere by happening, on account of some supposition being made. For thus, a grain of what? It's some size there. Would be everywhere if one supposes that no other body were, right? Huh? So an apple would be everywhere, right? Whatever the fruit is, if it's the only body. But through itself, it belongs to something to be everywhere, when it is such that whatever position being granted, it follows that it would be everywhere. And this properly belongs, or privately belongs to God, because whatever places there are laid down to be, even if one were laid down infinity of places, right, besides the ones which are, it would be necessary that in all of these is God. Why? Because nothing is able to be except through Him, right? Thus, therefore, to be everywhere, first and through itself, belongs to God, and is what? His property, you might say, right, huh? It's private to Him. Because no matter how many places are laid down, it would be necessary, it's necessary, that in each of them be God, not by some part of God, but by Himself. Huh? Okay? So through Himself, He's everywhere, right? Now, to the first objection, that the universe and the first matter are everywhere. He says, well, to the first, therefore, it should be said that the universal and first matter are everywhere, but not according to the same what? Being, huh? Not according to the same existence, huh? Because matter is under different forms, and therefore has what? A different existence, right? Under each of these forms. And the universal exists in the mind apart from the singulars, but man out here exists in you and me and the next guy by a different what? Existence, right? So the existence of Socrates and the existence of Plato is not the same. Both of them are existence of the universal in some way. So the universe is said of many, each one of which has its own distinct existence, huh? So it's not to itself first everywhere, is it? But through the existence of each of the singulars of which it is said, right? To the second, the one about number. To the second, it should be said that number, since it is an accident, is not to itself, but through accident or through happening in place. Nor is the whole in each one of those numbered, but according to part. Huh? So it's four in all of us. Four in me and four in you and four in you. Okay. And thus it does not follow that it be first and through itself, what? Everywhere, huh? The same thing for the universe, huh? To the third, it should be said that the whole body of the universe is everywhere, but not first, because the whole is not in each place, right? But one part of it is here and one part of it is there, right? So it's not first and through itself everywhere, but it's everywhere through its parts, one of which is here and one of which is there. Okay? Nor again is it everywhere through itself, because if one were to lay down there to be other places, it would not be what? In them, right? Huh? But God would still be in these other places because they couldn't be without Him, right? To the fourth, it should be said about the infinite body, that if there were an infinite body, it would be everywhere, but by its what? Parts, right? One part here, one part there. So the infinite body, first and through itself, couldn't be everywhere, could it? No. But it's hidden everywhere because this part is here and that part is there, right?
Mm-hmm.